The idea of extending light rail, to me, is absurd. Absolutely absurd. In a community where we have not quite figured out what return to office is going to look like, where people are going to work, where people are going to want transit to get them to and from, spending even a nickel on extending and building new light rail line, to me, is crazy. Absolutely crazy. And so the news that the Blue Line, which is that light rail extension that would go out to the northwest suburbs, out to Brooklyn Park from downtown Minneapolis. So right now it goes from downtown to Mall of America. This would connect Mall of America to Brooklyn Park. It would go through North Minneapolis, Robbinsdale, and Crystal. The Metropolitan Council just announced that there's going to be a fund to support businesses that are impacted by construction. $5 million to help out businesses that are going to be, let's be real, if the Southwest Light Rail Line is any indication, construction will start in 2026 and last until I'm 170 years old. Southwest Light Rail was supposed to be done 10 years ago? I don't know how long ago.
I don't think it was quite that long, but it's been overdue for a long time.
All cities along this line have signed on this. But my concern and my question to you is, who wants this? Who wants this? Now, if you would have asked me pre-COVID, I would have said, yes, let's go. Let's stop with these adorable little spurs of light rail that we have, and let's actually do something that would get cars off the road. And having light rail that could get the people in Maple Grove and Brooklyn Park and the people in Crystal into downtown without driving there, without parking, without... Yes, I would say wonderful. As far as I can tell, no one wants this. So some of the inner ring suburbs, Crystal and New Hope, there was quite a bit of discussion as to whether or not they wanted to sign off on this.
Robbinsdale as well, yeah.
And part of the concern is the concern that crime from the inner city of Minneapolis and homelessness is just going to get on the train and ride on out into the suburbs. And I got to be honest, is there any reason to not believe that that would happen? On top of it, people who live in predominantly black business corridors of the north side have said they don't want it. That they don't want displacement, they don't want their business to move, they don't want... So here we go with this same dispute that we saw with rich, snooty people in Minneapolis in the Lowry Hill neighborhood who didn't want the light rail kind of messing with their bike path and coming by their house. Nobody wants this stuff. And so in a time where, to me, the benefit is questionable... The benefit is questionable. I say, shut it down. Shut it down. I get it that if in 10 years we say, oh, we are going to need some more transit, that it's going to cost 10 years more of money, right? Nothing gets cheaper over time. But I say make that decision from ground zero at that point,
yeah,
as opposed to saying we signed off on this idea 6 or 7 years ago when the world was very different, and now we're stuck with it. We're not stuck with it. And if the Trump administration is in the business of rolling back federal funding, this would be one rollback that I would say, like, yes, pump the brakes. 651-461-9226 is our number. If any of you can defend this idea to me. Dan, you have... You know, I live in Maple Grove.
Yeah.
This would benefit my neighbors. But we have pretty efficient high-speed kind of rush hour buses that run from Maple Grove. And the other reality is this. It takes me, even during rush hour, 30 minutes to drive downtown. 35 minutes. It's not that obnoxious.
That's always been the trouble with trying to do transit in the Twin Cities metro area, is that the way that that metro has grown and set up, it's not so dense that transit like this makes a ton of sense the way it does in other major cities. So in a time where you're shutting down the North Star line, in a time where you're having trouble getting people to ride the green line and the blue line as it is, to then say we're going to throw more money after this, in a time where you have all kinds of trouble just getting the Southwest rail line done. I live in St. Louis Park. Southwest rail line goes right by my apartment. Someday, hopefully before I retire, I might actually get to get on that train. I have no idea. But it doesn't look like it's happening anytime soon. And so why are we throwing more money, more good money, after bad money just because we're this far into it? It just doesn't, like you said, the world has fundamentally changed. And you're having trouble getting people to accept the transit that you've got now, to that spending all this much more money at a time when the state budget is, you know, questionable in terms of how that's going to stay balanced going forward.
Yeah.
It just seems like this is forced, and it's almost impossible to sell to people as a good idea.
Textures saying, exactly, Jason, the LRT extensions would be occupied mainly by homeless and gang members, says Dwayne. I mean, I don't know that that's true, but I do think there would be... The concern of it is not unwarranted. Line routing plan is ridiculous, says Paul in Coon Rapids. There's not enough room to build it along the current proposed routing. So they're talking about running it up Broadway.
Right.
Which is why there would be some disruption. I got to be honest, though, if you've been driving up and down Broadway, like acting like we're going to destroy a beautiful corridor is sort of a load of crap. Like, there are a couple historic, beautiful buildings in that area, but for the most part, it's very underdeveloped. And a light rail, the one thing about light rail that I think has been effective is it has been a good development tool. Up and down the light rail lines, you have seen a transformation along parts of University Avenue in St. Paul. You have seen significant apartment construction along 55 in Hiawatha in Minneapolis. So you have seen that. I just think if the idea is to get cars off the road, I don't know that that's happening. And then on top of it, our community is not really growing. So just to me, the amount of money makes no sense. Now, the North Star light rail line, or the North Star heavy rail line, you mentioned North Star, mm-hmm. right? North Star was just a stupid idea. If that thing had run actually to St. Cloud, you might be able to use and think, like, all right, did this work or did this not? Running to Big Lake was like, oh, great. Like, so what? Like, to me, it was sort of set up to fail. In many regards, and it did,
and that may be the case. But remember who it is that's doing this blue line extension, right? It's the same government agency that screwed up the Southwest line. It's the same government agency that's in charge of the North Star. So if you want to say the North Star, you know, isn't a good comparison, that's as may be. But I'm more worried about
your
the
point
people,
is the execution.
The execution of it. You know, why would you trust the totally same group fair. Of people to do the same, to do better?
Texter says you realize trains work very well in other parts of the world.
Yeah, where the population is more dense and it makes more sense. Absolutely, they do.
Transit is really hard here because we are not that dense. Our central cities are not that dense. Everyone who is the kings and queens of transit advocacy are also the same people who are saying, forget about downtowns. Forget about central business districts. It doesn't matter. Well, if we're forgetting about central business districts, which we are, then why are we building trains to take people to them? Makes no sense.